This is my first time doing an Anchor podcast, and I'm not even for sure how to even use the platform. Anyway, I just wanted to talk to people that's listening to this right now. It's like, making decisions in life are like some of the hardest things to do, especially if they bring upon temptation, things that you struggle with over and over again, but you know that you need change. And changing is probably one of the hardest things, like, I've struggled with myself. At the moment, I quit my job and I'm trying to focus on a full-time career in currency trading. But it's hard right now because I'm using my own capital. And, when you don't follow your rules and you don't stick to the plan that you have, you make mistakes and you lose capital in a sense. And it's extremely hard on you. So, this podcast is going out to people who are struggling with temptation, knowing that they need change, knowing that they need to make a decision in order to make a difference. It's just really, it's something that I struggle with a lot. And I think talking to other people and other people tuning in into this podcast will probably help them know that they're not alone in this world and that you can make a difference in your life and make that decision. It might be one of the hardest things that you've ever done, but once it's done, and you can start living your best life. And I think that's what we all want to do, is live our best life. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Corey Willis, from Benton Harbor, Michigan. I went to school at Lake Michigan College, graduated from Barron Springs High School. And, I went to college for about 2.5 years, got my associate's degree in science and engineering. I get to the end of my get to end of my schooling, for that community college, and I realized that I'm in a position where I'm not passionate about what I'm going to school for. I'm not passionate about school, period. I actually was passionate about fitness and not going to school for fitness. Like, I'm not very fond of school and public education. Not a lot of people are. It's not required for you to be successful. You can be successful in any avenue that you pursue in life. And it's just, ever since then, leaving school, I have been studying stocks and commodities, and my favorite, and the thing that I'm very focused on is trading foreign currencies, Forex. And so, and doing that, I've struggled using my own capital, losing, failing, because if you ever do research on Forex, it's the hardest profession on the earth right now. You can look it up. It's very rewarding once you master your skill and you follow your plan, but if you do not follow your plan, you just constantly lose over and over again. 95-90% of people lose in the world. The win percentage is extremely low. With that being said, my struggle comes from not trading on certain days or not trading when there's no setups. I've been studying the markets for 2 years now, some people take them longer to be successful in it. Me, I'm on my second year, about two, I'm gonna say 2.5 years. And the only thing I'm struggling now with is having that patience to wait for the right opportunities to trade. And it's just been one of the things that's been like haunting me. It's got me feeling sorry for myself and, just all types of things that can really bring a person down. Like, that doesn't kill my motivation though, because, at heart, I'm just a motivational person. Like, I'm dedicated to win. Like, I will not give up. Like, for me, this is life or death spiritually because it's my passion. If I give up on my passions, it's gonna hurt my soul in a sense. And what makes it harder is I don't really care for 9-to-5 jobs. It's just kind of against my thinking, and it also puts me in a bad place mentally and spiritually and even physically. I get sick working all those long hours, no time for myself, no time to make it to the gym. It's just really a struggle, you know. I mean, there's other people I know dealing with the same things. It's just a lot of the jobs out here nowadays are not helping anyone, you know. Financially, mainly, you know, I realized I wasn't getting paid much at my job, you know, especially in the area I stay in. I feel like I'm getting pennies on the dollar, but I'm working these long hours and I have no time for my loved ones. I have no time for myself. And that's not how I want to live. So I made that decision to leave my job. Anyway, back to what I was saying about just temptations and facing your fears and being more patient. Like life can be rough, you know. Everybody has a different path in life, you know. Some people cross paths and some people are more understanding than others. Some people have empathy and they understand what I'm going through before I'm even explaining it. But in order to be great, you have to make a decision. Because you got people looking at you saying that you can't do this, you're not capable of that, you can't live the life that you dream of. But that's not true. You're holding on to that, the past results you got of failing. And just because you fail doesn't mean you're a failure. And just because you lose doesn't mean you're a loser. You know what I mean? You're only a failure if you give up, right? Defeat is only temporary defeat. It just depends on how you look at it. Do you have a strong mindset or do you have a weak mindset? Do you let people tell you what you're capable of, or do you determine what you're capable of and you make things happen in life? You know, that's the difference. You know, and when people speak or they speak of something they feel strongly about, you know, are you offended or are you inspired? You know, that tells you what type of person you are. Are you an optimist or you're a pessimist? You know, that separates people in life, and that's the disconnect we have, you know, we have in life. And people who believe in themselves and people who are okay with working a 9-to-5 job and are comfortable receiving benefits and a boss to tell them what to do or tell them when to spend time with their family or tell them when to go on vacation. People who need control are different than people who want freedom, financial freedom, whether it's spiritually, mentally, physical, social freedom. All those types of freedom. At the end of the day, it's about freedom, and we get one life. And once you realize that you get one life, and you realize that the one life that you have been given, has a purpose, that's when you start living the life you were purposely created for. And like, that's so empowering. That's when you realize you can't give up. You cannot give up on the path in life. And when I say path in life, I do not mean your profession, because your path is not your profession. The question is just, what do you want to do? How do you want to succeed? How do you want to prosper? How do you want to plan? How do you want to build? Do you want to be a millionaire? What do you want to be? Because anything you want to be is possible. I promise you that. I'm not giving up. I don't expect you to give up. I expect you to chase your wildest dreams no matter what nobody says to you. And it's a rough life out here. It's an extremely rough life out here. Like, I'm just 23 years old, you know. Like, I'm just an African American male from a black community with dreams people, you know, usually look at as insane. Like, they look at them like they're not possible to reach, and they tell me that sometimes, and I just nod my head and I just keep going. Always investing in myself, listening to books, audibles, motivation, studying, whatever I can in order to build myself up so that I'm prepared for these opportunities when they show themselves to me. And when it comes to Forex, you know, that I got heavy into that because it was a money-making opportunity. And it's one of the best money-making opportunities I've ever come across in my life. And it would give me the ability to invest in a business or invest in real estate or invest in my health or whatever I may need to prosper as a person and whatever I may need to help my family out, you know. You know, I don't come from a lot, you know, like trying to change the generational curses that were that are dawning over me in my life right now. You know, my family doesn't have anything really much. But I know if I stay focused and I make a decision, I can make a difference in all our lives and the people that I love, especially. It's just me making a decision and me executing my skills and the things that I've studied and I know. And the question is, why is it so hard? Right? I'll do one thing one week, and then the next thing I'll repeat it. Next thing you know, I'll repeat it the next week, knowing that I need to wait a certain day to trade, or knowing that I don't need to trade because there's no setup, or there's news events out and I don't need to trade certain pairs in the Forex market. I have all the knowledge I need to be successful. It's just a matter of patience. And it's a matter of making a decision. And I have to be prepared for that decision. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm mentally preparing myself. I'm going to listen to my own podcast over. I need to prepare myself to be successful because I know that I am capable. Did you hear that? The key word in that is I know. I know. The next step in the plan is action. I have to take action and know that I'm capable of making a difference, being successful, and making a change in all of our lives. And you can too. Anybody listening to this, you know, I don't know if y'all listening to me or y'all closed out because you didn't like my first podcast. You know, I'm not a professional at this, but like, if you truly want something in life, pray and go get it. Don't pray and wait. It's hard, I know. You got everybody around you looking at you, wondering where your results are, wondering like what you have in life, and the main thing is they want your results, and you don't have them yet, but you have the potential for your results. It's just hard. As long as you stay focused, you don't let things get to you. As long as you don't put your head down, as long as you keep your head up, you know, life, it might knock you down. And actually, life will knock you down. And when it does, try to land on your back, because if you can look up, then you can get up. I promise you. I failed over and over again, over and over and over and over again. But I have not given up, because I know with every failure, I get a step closer to success. And that's just all I want to tell you. Just keep your head up. Keep plugging at it. Keep studying, keep focusing, keep training. Whatever you want in life, you can have it. I promise you. I promise you. It's Corey signing out.